fix, repair our life energy. We're not going to have the time and energy to live the life we dream about. So bite the bullet, get serious about looking at yourself from an outside consultant's perspective. What things need to be acknowledged and changed? Now, sometimes you can just get on your scale or put on a pair of jeans and go, whoops, I don't even have to write that one down. It's pretty obvious. One of the things that I notice that people tell me on a regular basis is they just got a batch of pictures in from a holiday or a party or a vacation, and they were stunned at looking at themselves in those pictures. You see, it's very easy to look at yourself in the mirror, and often, and a lot of people joke that men just look at themselves from the neck up. But, you know, I think a lot of us do that. A lot of people I know who have weight problems, you know, get rid of mirrors in their house, don't look at themselves because it's too painful. If you think of the hours and hours you stand in front of your closet agonizing, you know, what can you put on that's one going to fit and that you feel good in? And think of all of you out there that refuse to buy that bigger size of pants or those bigger dresses or those bigger clothes because you just refuse to buy it. And yet, if you saw a picture of yourself with your pants bulging or your shirt gaping open, you would be mortified. So, you know, and I've been there, folks. You know, I was a smoker. I have been overweight in my life. I mean, I'm the queen of bad habits from time to time. I don't think anybody who's ever been a coach, you know, can be really a good coach unless you've had the empathy and the sympathy and experienced a lot of things in life. And so I really do know for myself some of these things. You know, I've experienced those pictures where it's like, oh my gosh, I can't really look like that. I mean, I can't really, my rear can't be that big. But, you know, pictures don't lie. I used to be a photographer, and I always would say to people, look, a picture is a picture. It is what it is. And if you don't like it, you need to go do something about it. And so this seems like a perfect time of year for you to get real serious. You got a few months before bathing suit the bathing suit time comes out, or, you know, shorts, and we're wearing less clothes, and it's a lot harder to cover up that stuff we don't like. So your attitude about doing this is everything. There's a great, great quote from William James who says, "It is our attitude at the beginning of a difficult undertaking which, more than anything else, will determine its successful outcome." Now, everything in life is attitude, folks. It really is your intention and your attitude. So, I really want you to acknowledge that your attitude is what will set you apart from the rest of the world, and that when you want to attempt to do something and become successful, remember, it is said that destiny is the consequences of our daily decisions, and it is the decisions you make in your life, not the circumstances, that will make the crucial difference on how successful you will be, whether in business or in your personal life or in breaking habits. And a lot of the old solutions that we used to use to break habits don't necessarily work. You know, they haven't worked for you. For example, in the diet world, there's great new evidence that all the low-fat diets don't work, and that a lot of people have a lot more success with, you know, reducing their carbs than just trying to, you know, count calories. So there is a lot of new research out there, and it's your responsibility to make sure that you are, one, taking that inventory of, okay, I don't have any confidence in my body, you know, I'm spending too much money, or, you know, these are the long-term effects of me holding on. And you got to get really clear with yourself that right today, right now, you know, the old saying, the first day of the rest of your life, no matter how much you've fallen off the wagon in the past, no matter how much you failed, no matter what you weigh, how much you're smoking, no matter what your bad habits are, if you make some effort and get clear with yourself that you too can actually literally change yourself and mold yourself in to a much better human being. And that if you start to realize by choosing your own response to any circumstance, that you will affect your future very powerfully. So by taking responsibility for your own life, you will alter the circumstances and your future for the positive. And to deal effectively with changing your life, that you literally have to give yourself permission, one, to do it. You have to give yourself permission. Yes, this is going to be uncomfortable because I'm not going to, you know, get that instant reward, but that you literally are in it for the long term. I mean, you want to live a happy, healthy, confident, successful life. And to do that, it's going to take a little bit of effort. Little effort gets little success. Now, I'd like to give you a little history to make you feel better here. There are some strong reasons why it's hard to break your old habits. But there's some good news. You literally can make new decisions. And it doesn't matter if it's as straightforward as swearing off cigarettes or as complex as redoing your marketing or your business. There are secrets why we resist change. And psychologists say it lies in the wall of resistance and personality factors such as childhood scars and old habits. You see, we expect to change in a weekend, and yet we have spent a lifetime becoming the person we are now. Our habits feel like old shoes that are very comfortable. They feel good. And since we're creatures of habit, and a habit is a way of doing something we have comfortably taken for granted. It can be anything from the way we drive to how we prepare a meal. And since our habits and patterns of behavior have been reinforced by our parents, teachers, workplace, our society, it is difficult to change, even if we don't like who we are or the way things are. But our habits are familiar, they're easy, they're routine. They literally are ways that prevent us from feeling stress. They allow us to go into denial that we've had a bad day. So we open up the refrigerator and we give ourselves that little, what can I eat kind of thought. And when we try to change our habits or create a new way, it's very disruptive to our life's routine. And often, unconsciously, we tell ourselves that it just takes too much effort to change. We find it inconvenient. It takes too much energy. I'm too stressed out. You know, I'll start this diet Monday. I mean, how many times have you said you were going to quit, you know, doing something on Monday, and Monday rolls around, you're going to start that exercise program. You're not going to eat that candy bar every day at 3 o'clock. You're not going to cuss anymore. You're going to do something. Monday rolls around, and somehow it's that Monday rust of reality, and you forget. And you go, oh, well, okay, I'll start it tomorrow. I want to share with you a very important thing about continuing to tell yourself that you're going to do something and you don't do it. When you start to tell yourself, your subconscious mind, I'm going to start that exercise program on Monday morning, and then the alarm goes off and you're tired and you hit the snooze and you've hit it so much now you don't have time for that exercise program. What happens is this affects your ability to believe in yourself and your confidence. So if you keep letting yourself down, what happens is now, on a level that you may not understand consciously, that you have shown yourself repeatedly that you cannot trust you. This is going to affect your ability in business. It's going to affect your ability to take risk. It's going to affect your ability to have confidence in yourself, because you're the one who promised yourself you would do something, and you're the one who let yourself down. And so when there's a big thing coming up in your life, whether it's, you know, taking a risk starting a business, going out there and, you know, trying to find a new mate, anything and everything that you can think of, writing a book, getting some PR, trying a new sport. Now, inside of yourself, there's this little voice that goes, well, I mean, you couldn't start that exercise program, and you couldn't quit smoking, and you can't lose that weight, and you seem, you know, you just, it absolutely doesn't believe you. Now, if there was ever a destruction